Joining us now, we have a trio of people, along with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. We have City Administrator Ben Martig, and also Police Chief Monty Nelson. Good morning. Thank you all for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's not often that I get to have such great people in the studio here with me. I usually get Ben Martig, but...
That's not a knock on me.
But, in addition, we get to have the police chief with us this morning. I know he's in here and he's out and about in multiple different places, but you often don't see the three of us together, so it's just an honor to have them both in here this morning. Really just want to talk about Night to Unite. It's just a fantastic evening last night, and it's primarily an event that the police department really leads and coordinates and gets out there, and they are the primary driver behind that event. And so since that was just last night, wanted to invite them all in here to just really talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. A lot of city personnel were out and about, including the police department. We'll start off with Police Chief Monty Nelson now. Boy, how many parties did there end up being last night? Did you get a final count on that?
Yeah, there were 42 parties in Northfield, and then we registered another 3 in Dundas.
So, all right.
Decided last night, probably the first thing to say is the official results are in. It was an unqualified success.
Well, good to hear. You know, we had a party. Terry and I hosted it again this year, and it was a lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of people and have some conversations with your neighbor. And just meeting the people, that's really kind of the whole purpose of the thing. You know, so often we just go through lives, you know, may wave at a neighbor or something, but you seldom talk to them oftentimes. And this really gives people a chance to get to know them and establish a rapport, and that can carry on even though you don't talk to them over the entire year. It really carries on.
Yeah, and that's the kind of the fun part, and it really isn't about the police being out there so much. It's about meeting people. That's the part we like, is the connection, but we encourage people, you know, have another party sometime in the fall, or, you know, that's what we hope, is that they have neighborhood parties a little more often if they can. And it depends on the neighborhood. You know, some of these parties are huge, and so it's a little hard to pull it off more than once a year. if you go to the Summerfield party, they bring in the inflatable projection screen. It's an all-night event. A little harder to pull off on a regular basis, but a lot of groups I talk to, they get together anyway. Couple townhome associations, they get together already, and it was just a good excuse to get together again, where it's not necessarily a townhome meeting per se, but they get together and can talk and tell stories and just hang out.
Now, from the standpoint of police, how many of you and your officers were out yesterday? Were you able to hit all the parties?
I believe we made it to all of them. I tried to catch a bunch of the officers. I was there at about 9:30, 10 o'clock last night checking in. There were still a few stragglers coming in. I think we hit every party, and we had every vehicle we have had people out in it, including we had 3 of our reserves out together hitting a bunch of parties. So we had everybody we could scrape together out there.
Now, do you meet people? Do you establish a rapport with people? Do they feel comfortable, more comfortable, I guess, calling on police or using the police services?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I always give some talking points to our officers, and quite frankly, they probably don't need them because they're really good at making connections. But we try and hit a few high points, a few safety tips right now, the whole phone scam thing. We tried to talk about that at every party. And one of the other things we talk about is call us, because often we hear, oh, I didn't want to bother you. And sometimes we have to encourage people, no, that's what our officers are getting paid for, is to get bothered, and it's not a bother. That, you know, sometimes they think it's not a big deal, and it could be a big deal. You know, someone who's knocking on doors, or they see that it looks like they might have gone into a house, they're not sure. Would rather check, and it turns out to be nothing.
Yeah, and you were joined out there by folks from the fire department. The Northfield Area Fire and Rescue was out in force, and I went to we live by St. John's Church, and of course they pull in with the big fire truck, and the kids love that.
It is a huge magnet, and I know I'll just send this out to a couple of parties. One of the last parties I was at, the kids were still waiting. And I know the fire department really struggles because they only have so many vehicles, and trying to get to all the parties is really difficult for them. We, you know, we have the luxury, like I said, we send people out in unmarked vehicles, marked squads, anything we have to get to the parties. Fire department only has so many vehicles that they can really get out and drive around to the parties. So I know they struggle to get to all of them. They do their darndest, and sometimes they might not get to every party.
I think they struggle to get away.
Well, I witnessed that at one of the parties. They were having a hard time leaving, so which is a good problem
to have. Yeah, very good problem to have. Anything else you'd like to mention about the Night to Unite?
I just want to say, Jeff. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Too that. You know, as Monty was talking about the some of the purposes of it, too, I just wanted to share a couple of my experiences out there. We had the Urban Land Institute in this week talking about kind of housing development was part of the primary focus. And I was pretty surprised that the number one reason people choose to go to communities is friendship. It wasn't something I was really expecting to necessarily see, but I guess it's kind of obvious you don't think about that. And I saw a lot of that as I was going out and about last night. There was one location I was at, and they were all non-Northfielders originally who had been there, and they kind of impromptu went around the kind of round, well, what do you think of Northfield? How did you get here? And they said, and they talked a little bit about that, and then they all kind of concluded and said, you know, this isn't, I'm not from here, but Northfield feels like home. And so I think that's important, get your know your neighbors, because I think ultimately that's so important to those friendships that you build and relationships. So I really enjoyed getting out and about. I need to get out more. I got called a young man a few times, and I really appreciated that as well. So I need to get out and about. But I just want to say hats off to the police department and Monty for helping to coordinate all of this and his staff. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and I think it says a lot about our community when you have over 40 different events around in a town this size. You don't see that in all communities, and I think that says something about the close-knit community and that we are a welcoming community.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mayor, any other comments?
Well, I just wanted to say that it was a fun event. That's been stated over and over again. It's great for us as elected officials to be out there with EMS, with fire, with police, because you don't often see us doing events together. Right, and so that really sends a strong message to our community as well. They're already enjoying the events, but I think that unity that we have as we're serving our general public is really important. And it was. It was fun to see the kids climbing around inside the vehicles. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but I haven't ridden in back of a squad car before. Just saying. I'm thankful for that, you know.
There might be a photo of that.
It's not very comfortable back there. I wouldn't recommend it. But it was just so much fun to, I think that was over on Cannon Valley Drive, climbed in the back of a squad car there with a bunch of little kids, and it was just fantastic. I was like, oh, this is what this looks like. You get to see it, but just so appreciative of all of our public safety people that are out there serving our community. It's not an easy job to do, and usually they're the first ones on the scene, and usually it's not a pleasant reason for why they're being called. So giving this opportunity for all of our officers, our firefighters, you know, our electeds, right, to be out there together is such a pleasure and honor to be able to do that. And this really does. It brings our community together. It builds those relationships. That makes us that strong, welcoming, safe community that we really want to be for people.
And you really touched on something. I'll ask Chief Nelson here. You know, as a law enforcement officer, what we get in the media a lot of times is negative things about law enforcement. We see a lot of those things going on with a police shooting and stuff. And when you get a call, you're usually going to a situation where there is a problem. For the officers to go to places where there's no problem, just happy people, does that go a long way with them?
Like I said, we try and say this is about making those connections and in an official way, and it's probably the unofficial, the side benefit that the officers don't even think about. Because it is really good for them. And the top thing on our list, my talking points that I ask the officers to say at the beginning and the end, is thank you at every party, because we have such great community support here.
All right.
We don't have some of the issues and lack of trust with our community that many places do with their local law enforcement. And we're really proud of that, but we're proud of our community because we have such good support. And it is really great for the officers to get that positive feedback where they're not on a call. There's not something negative they're trying to negotiate or you know, because a lot of times we walk away and we haven't left people happy, and it's just because of the situation we dealt with. or we have to arrest someone, or it's a medical. There's so many different things. This is just fun. It's a really good, positive wellness thing, quite frankly, for the officers. We do need to mention a couple groups real quick.
Sure.
HCI is a fantastic partner of ours. And Mayor, you're going to help me because I still call it the Mayor's Task Force. Sorry. It's ASAP. Northfield ASAP, which is affiliated with HCI. Ashley Anderson from HCI, who's the staff liaison with Northfield ASAP, was a huge help here. She helped get registration information together, get it out to the public. She helped gather it along with our staff at the police department. So HCI has always been a big supporter. A lot of the goodies that came out, the beach balls and soccer, the play balls and stuff, they provide that stuff. They provide those bags of goodies for the parties. Huge thank you out to them. Northfield Hospital EMS, the ambulances were out there. Again, they struggle like the fire department because they only have so many rigs, and they're kind of short-staffed right now. And so they struggle to get people out there, but I talked to a couple of their medics on a couple of the parties, and they love getting out there because, again, for them, they're not out there fixing a problem. No one's having a heart attack. No one's, you know, bleeding or anything. Hopefully no one's bleeding at the parties. So it's great for them, too. And then kind of our sneaky inlet here this year was Matt Hillman and Nancy Antoine and Sam Richardson, and I think maybe one other administrative person from the school district, went out in pairs, and they want to be more involved in the future. Next year they'll probably be involved on the front end where we publicize that they're going to be out and about, and they probably get more administrators out. I got some really cool pictures from Matt. We actually were sending text pictures back and forth of some of the parties and who we were running into at some of the parties, and he said that they had a great time too. So, again, school district's a big part of our community, mm-hmm. So it's great for everyone. We have our, you know, city staff and elected officials and all those emergency services people that all benefit from making those connections.
Yeah, yeah. You think there's 20,000 people in this town, and how many of them do you get to meet on a regular basis? Probably not too many. Most of those people might have heard of who the mayor might be in town or who the police chief is, but haven't really met him. So it's a good opportunity for them, along with the school district personnel, to get out.
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to touch on, you had a meeting a couple of days ago. I shouldn't say a meeting, but a work session. And I know the budget is the preliminary, you know, you're getting the wheels rolling on that budget process. Like it or not, it's coming around again. Let's talk about that a little bit, about what you did in that area at the work session the other night.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just really an initial blush to mm-hmm. the council. It's almost like a major information download. Maybe that's a nicer way to say that. Just for the council to get a view of what's coming, what the needs are, where's the different department budgets, where they're status quo, where there are needs, and for the council to just really see all of that information at one time. It really was 3 hours, really just focused strictly on the budget. And so there'll be additional meetings coming up where the council will need to give some sort of strategic direction and some input on where they'd like to go with it.
All right. And maybe we're going to ask Ben this. Do you see anything unusual or different next year, 2019, that the budget's going to have to address, or any amendments to the 2018 budget as we go through the year that were unanticipated?
I think for focusing more on next year, I would say there's always new things, new projects, changes up and down in our revenues and expenditures that we're dealing with. So there's a lot of those. I would say we, you know, from a operational standpoint, you know, staffing is one of our biggest cost drivers that we have. And so we did present a budget that was just kind of a status quo with our staffing levels as presented. And then we also talked some about some staffing needs that there might be within some areas, police, our parks department, some communication areas. So council will be balancing all of those, as well as one-time projects. We talked a lot about strategic plan and had some specific projects related to a strategic plan. So really a long host of things that the council was presented last night. We'll be working with them on kind of making sense of that and prioritizing it together with staff. For 2018, we don't typically do a whole lot of amendments. We do amendments as we go throughout the year. One item that we talked about that would be coming forward that would be a bigger ticket item that was, it's in, we're looking at it for a capital improvement plan for next year, and we saw it coming. We've been working with the fire department on that, and that's for a major pumper truck replacement. I did talk a little bit about, for the second time, about looking at possibly buying that this year for a cost savings with steel prices potentially going up, as well as getting a discount for cash up front. I'd be bringing that to the next council meeting for them to consider. But, that's one of the major ones. Other than that, we're really focused on kind of a two-year budget going out, mainly focused on 2019, but we continue to try and look more at kind of a multi-year process into the future.
All right. Well, we'll talk a lot more about the budget coming up in the next 4 months or so as we head into the fall budget season. Thank you all for coming out. Anything else you want to mention while we have you here?
Yeah, I'd just like to remind the general public, I guess we've got another event coming up this coming Saturday, the We Love Northfield, I think is how it's being advertised on Facebook. Not sure if you can still sign up online, but you can certainly find information there. Just another opportunity for the community to come together and then work alongside one another and meet some needs that are here in our community. So encourage people to check that out and take advantage of it.
Oh, we're a happening place. A lot of things going on all the time. We'd like to thank you all for coming out this morning here on the KYMN Morning Show. Certainly appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right.
That is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Martig, and Police Chief Monty Nelson. Terry's coming up with local news in just a moment or so. McNiff News and a side of sports. Latest more on the state after this.
Take a short drive to